I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change.
Earlier on this series,
marriage is not to make life worse but better. Hear this, every time we say helper, people think it's only one side, that the woman is to help the man. Husbands and wives are meant to be helpers in all areas. In all what? In life. They are supposed to be helpers in all areas in life. Spiritually, socially, physically, and otherwise. A husband, when a time comes, she has money he does not have. That's when you know a woman who loves her husband. She will cover him. But when a woman wants to, Namio, I'm the one doing everything in the house. If I don't pay school fees, he can't pay. You don't say that. God brought to help him. Cover him that time. Tomorrow when he gets money, he'll still enjoy it. Don't talk as if there's a language that must not be used. Believers, my house, my car. He said, if there's not a mind, it's two of you. There's not like, change language in marriage. You can say that as a single. The moment you marry, I should leave your vocabulary. That is my car. If a woman, you build a house, don't say my house. I didn't sort to say my house. Say our house. Don't make your husband look like a baby and then tell everybody in the world that you build a house. No way. That is childish. You do that as a sinner, but as a believer, you say, that is our house. They know you built it, but you say, that is our house, not my house. It's not the Bible. Two of you are one. So when you're talking, say, our house. Change your language. Change your vocabulary. Stop using I. When you are married, I is the language of Satan. If you have a child, tell your wife, my wife, I have a child. To transfer, there's no point. If you had a child, the day you die, the child will come out. Tell your wife, you can't kill me. I think you love me. So that you love me. I have a child. Number four. Hallelujah. Number four. It is for the diligent. I'm going to explain this to you very well. I'm going to take this one, will go deeper in our teaching. It is for the diligent. Now, in my studies, I went further to see something. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15 and 19. Look at it carefully. Look at 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Is that clear? Say walk. Say walk. Say walk. Now, look at verse 19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Say walk. The two were walks. One was muzzle walk, one was brain walk. So, when I say man, don't think it's only the man. When I say man, woman inclusive. Please, in this fourth part, when I say man, don't think it's only I'm talking about the gender of man. I can't say man or woman to be taking my time. Hear this and hear me well. Man must be diligent, intelligent, and productive if he must be different. Every man and woman must be diligent, intelligent, and productive if he must be different. If you look at Genesis 2:15, it talks about diligence. Talks about what? He said to the man, till the garden, walk. That means physical what? Walk. That's physical walk. But in verse 19, it's not just walk, it's brain walk. He said, Adam, I want to tax your brain. I want to see whether you're matured enough. Now, these things I've created, tax your brain to name them. I am not going to name them. I want to see your level of maturity. I want to see how productive you are in your mental system. Name these creatures. That is a manager. Different from a laborer. Verse 15, laborer. Verse 19, manager. If you read, God made sure Adam named the creatures before he brought Eve. So any man who has not been productive in life should not go for a wife. He made sure the man named the animals. He saw how mature the man was. He said, now you are ready for your wife. Until Adam passed this test, God did not give him a wife. You must pass the test of intelligence. You are matured enough to take care of yourself, take care of the wife. Then God will now know he can give you a wife. God will not give you a wife until he knows that you're matured enough to take care of yourself and also the woman. But many have not even taken care of themselves. Yet they are rushing into marriage. So an applicant is not qualified to marry. No man! Now this one is man. Leave the woman here. So he don't say, he said woman too. This one, I'm talking M-A-N, no W-O. No man. If you're a bachelor. Let me say man before they say you can define the youngly. Most of you understand. So let me put, if you're a bachelor, because woman is not a bachelor. If you're a bachelor hoping to get married and you don't have a job, tell me why God should give you a wife. Tell me what? God should give you a wife. God wants to see. He wants to be convinced that if he gives you a wife, you can take care of her. Because Adam was able to take care of all creatures before he said, now you are qualified for a wife. So here. So you must get into manhood and be diligent. So the first thing is to walk. If you don't have a work, create work from your mind. That's what we're saying. You don't have to wait for capital. You can raise capital from your brain. Because the capital of your city, of your country, is a head city. And the capital you're looking for is your brain. You don't need capital more than this place. Not every profession needs capital. Hope you know. Okay, comedian doesn't need capital to start comedy. He doesn't need the capital to start comedy. True? The capital is his talent. Okay, what does a hairdresser who knows how to plait hair and weave hair need capital? It's her hand, her skill. Let her start from where she is and then she buy a hairdresser. If she can weave, she does not need capital. All she needs is her skill, her talent. She starts weaving. When she weaves, from there they pay her. As they pay her, she go and buy the dryer. So she doesn't need to look for capital. We'll tell you that tomorrow. What does a preacher need capital for? He says, speak to 2-3 people to win them to Christ. And then from as he's winning them, they will bring the money. But the preacher is busy looking for capital. As he keeps winning souls, the souls he wins will bring the money. But he's saying, I'm looking for money to start church. So the capital you're looking for is simply your brain. What's the teacher need capital for? Bring people in your parlor and teach them. And when they carry first, too, and that one will recommend, carry first. No parent will see his children carry first and will not want you not to teach them. They'll say, please, he said, I don't have time to teach. They say, come, how much will you charge? This time, they'll be the one to say, how much do you want to charge? Because since you started teaching my child, he has been carrying first. So the father who is very rich, but they teach a governor's child, one, he carries first, as dull as he was, carry first two times. The governor will say, how much? How much? Is this school you want? I'll pay. So you don't need capital. You need only to improve yourself. We are looking for capital. Yeah, the capital is here. What does a liar need capital for? You don't need capital. Win two cases. Everybody will look for you. But see, I would have started business if I can have capital. Tell anybody, your capital is just on top of your neck. And many of us have capital doing nothing. Look at your capital now. Your neck is carrying it. This is the capital. This what? See your capital here. This is the capital.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Hello. God has changed my life through the teachings of Pastor David Ibiomi, and he can do the same for you. God is more interested in your life than you are. And you can now watch David Ibiomi in the comfort and convenience of your home or office using your iPad, BlackBerry phones, Androids, or your personal computers. All you need to do is log on to our website, salvationministrieshs.org. Wow, it just doesn't end there. You can also send your testimonies or prayer requests if you need to be counseled personally. All you need to do is call +234 844 6170. You can join us every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. Come and join us, and you will never regret it.
Tell them about go and walk. Tell that man around you, walk. If it's a young boy, bachelor, say, are you married? Ask my, are you married? If he says he's not married, say, walk. Before you marry. Tell the neighbor, are you married? Look at his hand, even no ring. Look at the man's hand, no ring. Look at the man by your side, no ring. Look at his finger, no ring. Say, walk. Walk. Before you marry. You know why I'm saying so? Look at what the Bible says, Genesis 2:24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be. So to the youth I say, there's no need rushing into marriage unto a man. He didn't say a boy shall leave. We shall leave. So develop yourself in the things of life as a man. And be able to take decisions on your own which you can accept responsibilities for. That makes a man. It's not every small thing you go and meet your parents. You are not a man yet. Let hear me. Anybody that runs to the parents as a man is a boy. A man is who can accept responsibilities and take decisions on his own. By the time you go to your parents, what are you talking about, my wife? You want to buy a wrapper? You consult your mother. Oh, no. You're a baby. You want to buy a car? You first ask your mother's opinion. No, do you honor your mother, but you can't ask your mother about the car you want to buy for your wife. No way. You are a boy. Say, mommy, do I buy her this car? Do you like it? And no way. A woman would not, definitely, she had the human part. She said, it's not too expensive. It's too expensive. Don't leave your father's house. Don't leave your father's. Leave your father's. A man shall leave his father and... In fact, once you are 25 and above, don't leave your parents' house again. Move out of the house. Your head will be... Correct. Well, glory to God. Well, as you open up to the breath of God, just as it was in the days of the dry bones, a great host, a great army, a great marriage, an extraordinary family, is what will become of everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. Rise to your feet. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Your marriage will succeed in the name of Jesus. People will see your marriage, see your family, and they will want to follow your footsteps in the name of Jesus. Every depression in your home, I decree, comes to an end in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray a prayer. Goliath cursed David, and David cursed Goliath, and the curse of David swallowed the curse of Goliath. As it will be the difference, we teach, we also minister. Their families, men have spoken against you. It's a curse. I can say now. And some young people, some people just look at you and say, I wonder how you go take marry. And then that word begin to follow the person. They say, who can curse whom God has blessed? The blessing of God has power to swallow the curses of man. The blessing of God has power to swallow the curses of the devil. And when Pharaoh began to speak negative words, Moses came out and spoke words of God. And the serpent of Moses swallowed the serpents of Pharaoh. And I stand there as a New Testament Moses. That whatever any man has spoken against your life, against your children, against your family, against your marriage, I'm standing in the position of election to decree this day that such words spoken against you are swallowed in the name of Jesus. Whatever negative word man spoke against your life, I speak blessings upon you in the name of Jesus. He said, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither any divination against Israel. He said, who can curse whom God has blessed? He said, I have received commandment to bless, and no man can reverse it. So I stand in the position and the election and the office, and I say, you are blessed in the name of Jesus. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, it took them out and nailed it to the cross. Whatever spoken word has delayed your marriage, delayed your blessings, I cancel them with the blood of Jesus. Whatever God has programmed for your family, that somebody spoke and that word is beginning to stand against you, I came this day to declare those words are canceled with the blood of Jesus. every word that is negative spoken on your destiny, whether by any mortal man, I command every evil word spoken, canceled by the blood of Jesus. And I declare, you are blessed in the name of Jesus. You will succeed in the name of Jesus. Your marriage will succeed in the name of Jesus. Your body is blessed in the name of Jesus. Your family is blessed in the name of Jesus. Everything you touch is blessed in the name of Jesus. As I spoke, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus.
Coming up on this series.
Well, the message today is the place of order in marriage and family. The place of order in marriage and family. The Bible said, "Do let all things be done decently and in order." God is orderly. He believes in order. Order is the accurate arrangement of things. Order is what? If you look at Genesis chapter 1, you can see order. God, before he created the fishes, he made sure there was water. Say order. Before he brought the animals, there was bush. You can see order. There was no confusion in Genesis chapter 1. You can see order, that God is a God of God has put the man in charge of the family. So every man must be a man of vision. Must be a man of what? Any breakdown in the home, God will hold that man responsible like he did to Adam. That's why no man has any excuse to complain about the family. Because, you see, it's my wife. God knows you are the leader. Because if a car should have an accident, they don't ask the passenger, they ask the driver.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career? Someone's knocking at the door. Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead. Save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Crisis in any family is not a satanic invasion, but a wisdom deficiency. So peace cannot come through any civilization of humanity. Peace only comes through Christ. All the parties in the family, that is husband, wife, and children, must accept responsibility to play their role very well. To take care of the spiritual needs. The man must be spiritually sound.
Your family can enjoy peace, love, and live in harmony. Wisdom for Family Peace, a series of teaching with David Biamir. This is a first class exclusive exposition on family relationship. It's revolutionary, insightful, and nourishing.
Now, can I tell you the truth? Many men are so weak to be men. Their wives are the ones who pray for them.
You've not seen anything like it before. To get a copy of this teaching, contact us through any of the information displayed on the screen. Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or other materials by David Ebiomie, you could call +234-703-897-5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment, and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ebiomie, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling, or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234-844-6170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.